Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. In today's video, I want to remind you to be intentional. Be intentional about your life. Be intentional about how you show up. Be intentional about what you eat. Be intentional about how you speak. Be intentional in every single moment of your life. So before you do a phone call with someone, what is your intention? What is their intention? Before you go into a meeting, what is your intention? Before you go somewhere, what is your intention? And just being more and more aware of your core intentions around something, because your intention will guide you like nothing else. If you go into a meeting with no intention, you will get pulled into all sorts of different directions. But if you go into a meeting with your core intention clearly defined, you don't even have to speak it to anyone. That alone will guide you and will even shift the energy of the room to fulfill your intention. When I record my podcast with guests, I'll often prepare questions and things I want to talk about. And I'll really sit with those questions and those intentions for the podcast. And when the day shows up, oftentimes the guest themselves will bring up the topics that I've been thinking about. So your intention has a powerful way of showing up in your life. And the more intention you can infuse your day with, the more intention you can infuse your life with, the more rewards you're going to get out of it. I think intention is one of the keys to living a good life. If you look at anyone who's achieved great things with their life, the one trait that you see in all of them is that they were very intentional about what they set out to do. They knew exactly what they wanted to do, or they knew exactly the sort of impact and legacy they wanted to leave behind. They didn't leave it up to chance. They may have used different ways of achieving their intention, but their core intention was always present. You know, a classic example is Steve Jobs, right? His intention, which I think you can read about in his biography, is he wanted to leave a ding in the universe. He wanted to leave a mark on the universe. Now, if you hold that sort of intention and you're serious about it, that's going to guide your decisions across your life, and it's going to affect the kind of business you build. It's going to affect how you approach relationships with people. It's going to affect the sort of legacy you want to leave behind, versus someone who maybe their intention is, I want to make $1 million. That's a very different intention than I want to leave a ding in the universe. Neither intention is bad, but they both have a different flavor to them. If you look at Elon Musk and you study his life, you'll see that he was talking about electric cars and rockets even when he was a teenager. You know, even in his freshman year of college, he was already obsessed about leaving a mark in that space. And so he had already set his intention about the sort of industries he wanted to transform. And you can see that playing out across decades, and the results speak for themselves. You probably see the opposite as well. People being very unintentional about their lives, living in the moment, which in and of itself is a good quality. You want to be present with life. But living in the moment and not having any plan, not having any intentions that are guiding their weeks, their months, their years, and their decades. You can live in the moment while having a decade-long intention or a lifetime intention. One of my intentions is the 1 billion humans mission. I intend to impact as many people on the globe as I can to be educated around plant medicine and be educated around mushrooms. It's a mission that for me is going to last my entire life. And so you can see that that intention, if I'm serious about it, and I hold to the mission, that will influence my entire life. That will influence the sort of podcasts I do. That will influence the sort of videos I make. That will influence the sort of conversations I have day to day. If you truly intend for something in your life and you take it seriously and you keep holding that intention and you don't let go of it, you will find that it will subconsciously influence your behaviors, your habits, your actions. The key is to keep it present with you, especially for these decades-long intentions. You have to constantly be thinking about it, obsessing about it, or just holding it in your awareness. Now, for the day-to-day intentions, that can also be powerful. You've probably noticed that the days where you are most intentional about what kind of day you want to have are your best days. If you wake up and you have one core intention, I need to finish this project, I need to publish this video, I need to do this urgent task, that intention will drive your day, you will get the task completed, and you'll feel fulfilled. You'll feel like you set out to do what you said you would do. But if you wake up and you have very fuzzy intentions, and it's lunchtime, and you still haven't quite figured out what you're really going to achieve today, you've had your coffee, you've browsed the web, you've gone on Instagram, but you haven't set a core intention for the day, you probably notice that those days tend to slip through your fingers, the time just flies away, and you don't really get much done. I really encourage you to use the power of intention in every day, every week, every month, and in every moment as well. You can be even intentional about your vices and your addictions. So when you're drinking coffee and you know you've had too much, but you're going to do it anyway, you might as well be intentional about it. As you order the coffee or as you make it or as you drink it, you can intend for it to raise your cortisol levels. You can literally think to yourself, okay, I am doing this for this specific reason. And that comes with self-honesty as well. So intention and truth, they're very aligned. You cannot really separate them. Your intentions must match the truth of what you know at your deepest core. If you have an addiction of some sort or you have a vice and you can't give it up, well, at least when you enjoy it, be intentional about enjoying it. And as you get more aware and more intentional, eventually you're going to set a new intention. You might set a new intention to give up coffee or give up smoking or give up whatever the thing is in your life that is maybe controlling you or tempting you. So it's interesting, by being intentional around your vice, you can actually then use the power of intention to make new decisions and to get rid of your vice. And so this whole video is just to remind you to today, starting now, be very intentional about what you're doing and why you're doing it. And the more you can infuse your day with intention, the more you get to become the director of your life. I hope this helped someone. Much love, and I'll see you in the next video. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode.
Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.